it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Sounds like a winner to me. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, well, it's all about radio on the go. And in today's day and age, you know what I'm talking about. You're already moving around. Whether you're heading to a barbecue, whether you're heading back from grandma's house, whether you're heading somewhere, whether you're just on the road, maybe even heading to work like I was today. You know, it's all about what you can get and what direction you can take your radio listening pleasure in. And literally, that's what it's all about. Look, it's not like the old days. You don't tune in the dial. If you're in the car, you're dealing with some satellite, or you got your device and you're choosing what you want to listen to. And you want to listen to the Spano and Black Attack. It's iHeart. It's TuneIn. It's Stitcher Radio. It's all the various different ways and platforms you can get not only this show, but all the great programming here on the network. And that's what matters to us. It has to adapt to you. You don't have to adapt to it. It's on your PC. It's on your laptop. It's on your mobile device, a little tablet. Yeah. You got an iPhone? Yeah. You got yourself an Android? Yeah. That's what it's all about. But on this Memorial Day, definitively, the most important thing that we talk about here in the Spano and Black Attack is the fact that the guys and girls that serve us listen on the American Forces Radio Network. This is their day. Memorial Day is for those who've served, for those who pay the price, for those who have paid the ultimate price. That's what it's all about. This is Spano and Black. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Yeah, it does. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're going to have a nice show for you here today. We'll get into everything that happened over the weekend, over the world of sports, and have a little bit of fun. As well as, we'll tune it up and do a couple of off the wall things as we always do, here on the Attack. That's just our nature. And again, no matter where you are, make sure you honor the vets. You know, it's necessary. And one thing we're going to do throughout the show is we'll talk to you. I have a little bit of a unique take on this Memorial Day, and that is we're going to talk about some of the athletes who were educated at the service academies and how they participated, where they participated. There's a great little page on Wiki. And we'll talk about that a little bit and, give you a little one. Right off the bat, Abner Doubleday, the guy in the myth who invented baseball, 1842. Now, he wasn't in a service academy as such, but he was a major general, which I did not know this, during the American Civil War. Now, he picked up the game of baseball. He didn't invent it, but, myths are myths. And 1842, and he was at West Point. All right. Here we go. But that's your first one. Right off the bat, we get Abner Doubleday. So who could dispute Abner Doubleday? All right. And we'll pick up some more as we go along in the world. But there's some really good names on there that you're going to find interesting. Indianapolis 500 yesterday, and that's where we'll start. Just a terrific race, as it were, an amazing crash at one point. And fortunately, the drivers, I didn't see how they were going to walk away from that, but they did. With Takuma Sato winning by 0.25 seconds over Helio Castroneves, who was looking to repeat, to win again. I'm sorry, not repeat. He did not win the last year. But Takuma Sato drinking the milk, and he held off Castroneves and Ed Jones on the final lap. The Ed Jones? Yes, the Ed Jones. And but it was a terrific race. And, what I found interesting about it, because we love open wheel racing on this show. We really do. But, there was a whole period of time where the Indy League was fighting the other league, and they were going back and forth, and they damn near killed the sport. But it's slowly but surely starting to come back. And for people who don't have the long memories, open wheel racing, Indy racing, was the king for a long time. You would have racers that would cross over from NASCAR every once in a while, but it was the rare occasion that you would have racers from open wheel cross over to NASCAR, because it was just not the same. And, you know, how is it not the same? They're both going in a circle, you know. Now, open wheel racing just had it, and there was an it factor to it. Unfortunately, the it factor was like a lot of racers died in it. But, you know, the Indy has come back a little bit, and the Indy 500 always draws. But now they're starting to get more and more races here in the States. It's the Motor Speedway is just one of the iconic, if not the iconic, racing venues in the world. Stock car fans would argue Daytona, but no, sorry. Indianapolis, the Motor Speedway is still the iconic place to run a race. And yesterday's race was competitive. You had the high-flying crash. Fortunately, everybody walked away. The defending champion, Alexander Rossi, finished seventh. He really never quite got the car firing. But all in all, just a terrific race. Beautiful day. They're worried a little bit about rain. And it's an event that, to me, when I was a kid growing up, it kicked off summer. And it was funny. We always found a way to watch it. Weird, you know? But we did. We always found a way to watch it. And I don't want to say it's going to catch NASCAR again, because it's not. NASCAR is in there. But, you know, you had the crash yesterday with Dixon and Howard. It's an event. I mean, they really are. These cars, you know, the novelty and the appeal of NASCAR is essentially it's your car on the track, modified, but it's your car on the track. These cars are just, you know, lightning quick machines that just zip around. They hug the track like nobody's business, you know. And when there is a crash, boy, is it a high-flying crash. I mean, you know, like I said, Jay Howard and Scott Dixon yesterday, that thing, if you haven't had the opportunity to YouTube and check it out, you know, Dixon was in a walking boot after, just along to be on the safe side. But, you know, I'm looking at these cars now, and it's just, whew, absolutely amazing. And in this 101st version of the Indy 500, they're getting their money's worth. And, you know, again, you look at what's going on with how open-wheel racing is trying to regain its mojo. Like I said, finally, they got a little peace and harmony going on, which is good. But it's also, you know, will there be any growth yet in the IndyCar industry? And, you know, their schedule is still abbreviated, but they're trying to make it happen. They've got, you know, races here in the States. You had the St. Petersburg to open the season, Grand Prix of Long Beach, you know, down in Alabama. We should talk to Prater about that one of these days. But out in Phoenix, IndyCar Grand Prix, Indianapolis 500 up in June. You got the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, Detroit Race 2 on the 4th. You know, then they got the 600 on June 10th. And it's, you know, don't forget, they take this to the street. You know, anytime you see Grand Prix, they're taking the course to the street. And I think that's where the appeal is. You know, for a long time, that's where Indy missed the boat. You know, but if you remember back to the days of the wide, wide world of sports, and you looked at, you know, the Grand Prix of Monaco and the various different street races, as it were, and you had these cars that could go 220, 230 miles an hour on the streets. Well, they're reemphasizing that. You know, it's well worth visiting. They got an Indy race up in Toronto. Street race to Mid-Ohio in July. This is fun stuff. And if you've never seen one, honestly, I suggest you get out there and check it out. Because it is fun, fun, fun. And I want to pick up on that just a little bit on the other side. We'll also give you a little more fun and frivolity when it comes to who has participated in the service academies and excelled in sports here in this Memorial Day edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Eh, not so much. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Wett on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, we're talking some open wheel racing here. A little bit of fun with that as the Indianapolis 500 was run yesterday. And in Japan, man, was it a day of celebration. Because, you know, first time anybody had won the race from Japan. And you know, Sato had lost the race in the previous year and really should have won it. But big day of celebration for him. And, you know, when you look at the results, when you look at the fan enthusiasm, and as I said, this theme of, you know, just the fact that the Indy Racing Series, and, you know, you look at it, and how do you tell that a sport is starting to rebound a little bit? Well, first of all, they have a title sponsor. Verizon is back in it. And that is important. And again, you know, to compare it to NASCAR a little bit, you know, you look at the stability or lack thereof with the title sponsorship, as NASCAR has bounced title sponsors for a couple of years now. And nobody was buying into IndyCar racing. Well, they are now. And again, that ability to mix it up a little bit with different kinds of running, different kinds of tracks. You know, they have little twists, little turns. I mean, you know, you take it all the way back to the one in Alabama. And that track is kind of laid out like a turkey wishbone. And it's fun. There's actual real driving involved there. And when the two leagues, when the two styles were competing, that was kind of what was doing in NASCAR to a certain degree. Is that no matter what, with the very few exceptions, it was always driving an oval. You know, sometimes it was high banked, sometimes it wasn't, sometimes it was short track, sometimes it wasn't. But that was the only variance that you got within the sport. Well, you know, you look at IndyCar racing and you look at, you know, the way these tracks are laid out. Like I said, the one in Alabama, funky. If you go to their website, if you go to the IndyCar.com website, you can see exactly what I mean. Don't do it now while you're driving. You know, but it kind of an oblong track down in Phoenix. You know, the IndyCar Grand Prix, that was also in Indianapolis, but the track was laid out differently. Almost looked like a car transmission than the 500 itself. You know, Detroit, completely different. And that's a two-part race. You know, then they go back to the traditional with the 600-mile race in Fort Worth, Texas, which is a big event down there. They always do very, very well down there. And, you know, again, you're now starting to get a little bit of, you know, participation. You're getting live broadcasts again. NBCSN is paying attention to it. You know, the Kohler Grand Prix is a big event. That's one in Eckhart Lake, Wisconsin. That's a big one up there. It's the Road America course. Iowa Speedway, the Iowa Corn 300. So, you know, as the season moves forward, all these various different ways, you know, the Grand Prix at Watkins Glen is a huge race. And they finish up in Sonoma in September. So, you know, they're starting to get their mojo back. Look, are they going to be a threat to NASCAR? Probably not. But it is a fluid situation. And if you enjoy road racing, if you enjoy automobiles, it's fun to watch because you never get the same race twice. You know, but they dug themselves a huge hole when they were fighting and tearing each other apart, because that void that they created allowed NASCAR to just jump in with both feet. And, you know, it just I don't know if they can ever undo the damage. But, you know, what are you going to do? But like I said, check it out. It was a hell of a race yesterday. Did get to watch some of it. Not all of it, but some of it. So, now, more scholar athlete soldiers and sailors. George S. Patton, class of 1909, participated in the 1912 Summer Olympics, modern pentathlon, finished fifth. Not bad. He also had little skirmishes like the Pancho Villa expedition, World War II. Yeah, well. And the patent tanks were named after him. So, yeah, George, in the Olympics. Guarantee a bunch of people didn't know that. Another Summer Olympic athlete, P.C. Haynes. Graduated 1924, Major General, Cavalry Officer. Excuse me, modern pentathlon, 1928 Olympics. Not bad. A little more modern, Robin Olds, class of 43, Brigadier General, World War II, Group Commander, 86 Fighter Interceptor Wing, member of the College Football Hall of Fame. That's not too shabby. Doc Blanchard, Mr. Inside as opposed to Mr. Outside. U.S. Air Force fighter pilot, combat vet, Vietnam. Won the Heisman Trophy, the Maxwell Award, and the James E. Sullivan Award, all in 1945. And then Glenn Davis, his running mate, Mr. Outside. Played in the pros with the Los Angeles Rams. Won the Maxwell Award in 44. Heisman Trophy in 46. Served 3 years in the Army. Pretty damn impressive. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, just a last thought on the racing. Look, you don't watch for the crashes, but, man, that was a spectacular crash yesterday. And it's amazing what they've done with the ability to protect these drivers. Now, you know, again, when you look at the cars compared to, and you look at what they were in the past, first of all, they weren't going all that as fast, but they were still going fast. But I'll tell you what, you talk about getting safety first. Those cages that they put them in are as protected as could possibly be. And the fuel cells, which is even more important, they don't put them in a position where if the fuel cell ruptures, which they do sometimes, they're instantly put out. Any injury in the sport now, it happens because of the contact, because of the concussion, because of the violence of the speed. Speed meets concrete or asphalt, as the case may be. Back in the old days, you know, the issue with open wheel racing was people died in fires many times. You know, there'd be a collision, they'd leave the track. Technology just wasn't there. You know, you'd see the guys run up with the fire extinguishers, and they still do that. Don't get me wrong. But it's not the death sentence that it was. And it's a big move forward as far as the safety. It's been that like that for a while now. They were way ahead of the curve on safety for their drivers as opposed to NASCAR. It's one thing they got right over the past years. But, you know, again, it's never a given. And when you see a crash like the one yesterday between Howard and Dixon, that's as spectacular as it gets. And it's something you just hold your breath whenever you see it. And we'll give NASCAR a little love, too. You know, Coca-Cola 600 was run yesterday, and that's the off race to their Indy 500, and it's a huge event in NASCAR 600, their longest race of the season. And Austin Dillon won it as JJ ran out of gas. And again, it's a sport that's decided by fractions of seconds, And so distribution of weight, anticipating exactly how long they could run on a gallon of gas. And have it happen. And finally, the iconic number three wins the race again. And Austin Dillon, for those of you who don't know, is Richard Childress' grandson. And they finally put him in the number three car again. Got the number three car active again. Last time it's won since October 15th, 2000. It's a big day, big event, very emotional event for NASCAR. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like you've got a purpose.
Yeah, we can do that. Welcome back to the attack. Nah, maybe not. Let's slow it down a little bit. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And hopefully somewhere you're enjoying your holiday and hopefully a day off for you. If you happen to have that, and enjoy the heck out of it. Look at these veterans. If you see somebody on the street, thank them. You know, if you don't, remember them. You know, speaking for Joe and myself, both our dads served, his in the Army, mine in the Navy. You know, my dad's gone, his is still around. And, you know, we make a point of remembering them and talking about them a little bit just because of the fact that, you know, they're not around forever. And especially these old timers, man. Anytime I'm sitting in a restaurant and, you know, I see one of these guys come in with one of those, you know, served in Korea hats or something along those lines, it's, you know, you can't forget, man. You can't forget. Because if you do, you're going to pay the price somewhere down the line. No joke. No joke. And, you know, believe me, these guys, when they were out there, they paid. Some of them paid dearly. We'll give you another one here. Dan Foldberg, class of 51, colonel, infantry officer, combat vet of the Korean and Vietnam War, football and lacrosse player, All-American at the academy. Earl Blake, the legendary coach, called him the greatest end he ever coached. Drafted by the Detroit Lions, chose a career in the Army instead. Now, we got a big one here. Pete Dawkins. Pete Dawkins, class of 59. Heisman Trophy, 1958. Maxwell Award, 1958. Rhodes Scholar, PhD from Princeton University. Paratrooper. Received two Bronze Stars during the Vietnam War. He is the only cadet in the history of West Point to be brigade commander, president of his class, captain of the football team, and a star man, which means he was in the top 5% of his class academically. Damn, Skippy. That's as impressive as it gets. And this past Army-Navy, Joe and I had the chance to interview him. Now, you know, when you get some of these guys, and I don't mean these guys in the case of where we're doing Army-Navy, I mean these guys who are athletes and prominent figures, 99.9% of them are very humble, very respectful. And, you know, they may not be thrilled to do the interview, but they'll always take the time to sit down with you, spend a couple of minutes, and talk. But they'll move through a room, and you'll see how the fans, particularly if it's a prominent current athlete, are awestruck, and they're just that. But there's a difference between that and commanding a room. And there are certain people that I've interviewed, certain people that I've worked with. There's a physician that I work with by the name of Dr. Kanner, who, when he walks into a room, where I teach communications, the room stops. He just commands the presence. And then when he speaks, he has that deep baritone voice that gathers everybody's attention, but heads swivel on shoulders. Even longtime established doctors who work within the communications program will stop, turn, and listen when Dr. Kanner is in the room. He's that kind of presence. He's a big guy as well. Well, Pete Dawkins was exactly that way when we were at Army-Navy. And, you know, the thing that was amazing about that was he's not a kid anymore. You know, he's in his 70s, pushing 80, I think. And he literally, when he walks in, and again, people don't know sometimes who he is. But for those that do, he just stops. And it's amazing. You know, I saw his class picture. And here he was at 22, 23 years of age. And he already looked like a mature man. You know, he had that look about him. And he looks exactly how he did then. You know, a couple more lines. Not too much more weight. Let me tell you, he kept himself in shape. But he absolutely just commands the room. Now, here's a guy, and he's 79 years old, right? Now, here's a guy that beat polio, played football in a prep school in Michigan, all-league quarterback, captain. You know, the success has been there forever. Was accepted at Yale. And ended up attending West Point. This is a guy before he was 25 years of age that was featured on the cover of Life magazine, was featured on the cover of Reader's Digest. Before he graduated, people were predicting that he would be a general. You know, he also played hockey, by the way. He also played rugby. And for those of you who follow rugby, and I have to be completely honest, I don't. He put terminology into the lexicon of rugby where he introduced the overarm throw, which if you've ever watched a rugby game, they don't throw the ball up. They throw it underneath. And it was called the Yankee Torpedo Pass. Named after him. Pretty cool. Like I said, served in Nam. He went through the Ranger School, went through infantry school, two Bronze Stars, served in the 101st, commanded the 23rd Infantry, 2nd Infantry, and Camp Hovey in Korea. He was a White House Fellow in 73-74. You know, and then afterwards, just, you know, for the heck of it, after 24 years in the Army, he became a partner in Lehman Brothers. And, you know, I talked to somebody, and I had a hard time not smacking the guy. I have to be completely honest. But he worked for Lehman Brothers for a long time. And I was talking to this guy, and the fact that I'd met him. And he said, oh, yeah, I met him once when he was working for Lehman Brothers. You know, he was one of those meet-and-greet guys. You know, put the personality up there with the handshake. I said, nah, probably not. He goes, no, I was there. Believe me, that's all he did. And I said, oh, okay. Because this guy was never a meet-and-greet guy for anybody. Way too smart, way too big of a leader. After he retired, he turned more to, you know, being a representative as such and being a good face. And what better face than his could you have had out there? And even the only time he ever failed, at least apparently, at anything, was he lost to Frank Lautenberg, the criminal, in the New Jersey Senate race, 54% to 46% back in 88. It's the only time he's ever failed as anything. And Lautenberg had to smear him to win. Talked about his lack of roots in the state. Okay. He was only living there, but, you know, there were no roots. Piece of garbage. But, you know, look, it's like I said, I'm trying to highlight a few of these guys here on Memorial Day. And rightfully so, but, you know, Dawkins was one I was definitely looking forward to as I was prepping for the show because he just, you know, he was that extraordinary of a human being. And, you know, still is, still going strong. Hope he's back down there next year when we do Army-Navy again, because that's good stuff. Good stuff all the way around. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. As I said, we'll be highlighting more of the Service Academy athletes and having fun. You can go to the Wikipedia list, pick and choose a little bit. But, you know, we'll have some fun with that and just enjoy it a little bit. French Open is underway. And Rafa, take care of his business, at least thus far. 6-1 in the first. He's down 2-1 in the second. Djokovic up 6-3, 5-4. Any other noticeables? Wozniacki. Yeah, she won. Number one seed got knocked out. Historically, what the hell? How do you lose to an entry-level player? Not even going to talk about it. But, you know, French Open underway. And notable for the fact that you know, it drugs touches all sports. Yay. Maria Sharapova denied entry. So, you know, with Angelique Kerber getting upset, so you're defending champion number one seed, number ranked player. First number one ranked professional player to lose in the professional era in the first round. 6-2, 6-2 to 40th ranked Ekaterina Makarova of Iowa. No, wait, Russia. You know, look, women's tennis, when Serena steps off the stage, is going to be very hard-pressed to maintain its relevance. Because there's no dominant player other than her. There's people that jump up for a little bit. But there's no dominant player other than Serena. And they're all blonde grunting machines. They play really good tennis. But it's nobody that the public can latch on to. Well, we'll finish up the hour with that right there. On the other side, I'm Bob Black. Tap on the brakes, listen to the commercials, pays the bills, you know the drill.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong. Eh?
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Man, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Brilliant. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out there. And 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Again, I you talk about a sport that's kind of losing momentum a little bit. And so long as they have the corporate sponsors, that's fine. And white America will always do that. It's, it's tennis. And Mercedes will always be there. And, the banks will always be there, whatever, because it's their kind of sport. But, here it was briefly touched. And I think that's where the anger is towards Maria Sharapova is – the thing that she was using for the, and it was a banned substance, but it hadn't been at one point in time. And she claims that she wasn't using it to enhance performance, that it was within the illness. Well, this has been a pure sport. Now, we all know it's not, but this has been a pure sport for a long time. And that's where the backlash is coming. And unfortunately for them, they have no dominant stars right now. On the women's side, they're going to pick up the mantle after Serena moves on. And that's not too far in the future. That's it for Hour 1. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for the news, and we will come back with more fun and frivolity with another hour of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You may have to get used to an air flight without use of your laptop computer. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly saying he may ban laptop computers inside all international air flights into and out of the U.S. amid continuing threats by terrorists to bring down planes. With more of what Kelly said on Fox News Sunday, here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
According to Kelly, terrorists are obsessed with the idea of knocking down an airplane in flight, especially one full of mostly U.S. passengers. Kelly adds TSA may also intensify searches of carry-on bags as well, because passengers are packing more in to avoid bag check fees.
We want to make sure that the citizens know that they can have a safe Memorial Day weekend.
That's why Chicago Police Chief Fred Waller says the department has flooded that city's streets with hundreds of extra officers to combat gun violence this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Flooding in the Missouri resort town of Branson. At least two people are dead after the flash flooding on Saturday night. The two were among five people from Arkansas visiting Branson when their vehicle got swept up by floodwaters. Two people able to get to safety. A third person's still missing. A well-known 9/11 first responder who went on to fight for first responder rights even after a cancer diagnosis has died. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
Ray Pfeiffer was diagnosed 10 years ago with stage 4 cancer related to his recovery work at the World Trade Center. He died Sunday. Throughout his struggle, the 59-year-old worked tirelessly to get the Zadroga Act passed, a law that compensates first responders for 9/11 related illnesses. Pfeiffer leaves a wife and two children.
This Memorial Day is also 100 years since John F. Kennedy's birth. A memorial mass will be held in Hyannis, Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
There's families sitting around their kitchen table. They're paying $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000 a year for premiums, and there's about to be a 40% increase in many states.
Amid claims that millions would lose their health care coverage under the bill, a Louisiana Republican senator says that chamber will overhaul the House-passed health care bill that repeals and replaces Obamacare. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy telling Fox News Sunday.
The Senate will have its own product. We will go to conference. But I think the Senate product, I'm hopeful, will be more likely to address their needs.
Among the big cities and small towns across America that will mark Memorial Day today with parades and solemn services is New York City, where among the many events will be a Memorial Day service on board the decommissioned USS Intrepid, now an Air and Space Museum docked in New York City. President of the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, Susan Marinoff-Zausner, noting that more than 240 men who served on board that vessel in World War II made the ultimate sacrifice.
We unfurl a 100-foot flag. We ask the active military and veterans to take hold of it. There's a missing man formation flyover, taps. It's really probably the most poignant and on-point ceremony one can have.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is to speak at that service. And Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales coming in number one at the weekend box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, yeah, we do. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Story telephone number of the Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But you know the drill. Today's day and age, it's about radio on the go. All the various different devices, platforms, and ways that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the network. And that includes everybody. It includes the Jefe. It includes Tittle. Jerry on Sports Overnight America. You know the drill. And you know, it's important because, take for example today, most people aren't working, but some are. You want to be able to get your sports fix, as it were. You want to be able to pull down the interviews that you want to pull down. You want to be able to grab the topics that you want to grab. And, you know, when you look at radio on the go, which is what we talk about here all the time, it is all about that, literally. And if you have your Android, you have your iPhone, you have your tablet, maybe you're having to work, like I said, unfortunately, and you're sitting there at the desk and you're grumbling and you're growling and you're saying, why me? Well, you know the boss ain't working today. And unless he's checking in electronically, his fat behind's just getting up right now. He's going to be able to barbecue, weather permitting, and enjoy it a little bit. Whereas you are sitting at your desk working. And if that's the case, well, as you got that file pulled up and you're going to town on it, make sure you pull up a little Spanner of Black. As a matter of fact, go to our homepage. Click on the Listen Live button. Get it right from there. And you can see all the interviews, all the various different topics that have been discussed, fun stuff all the way around. Let's not forget, on this Memorial Day, it's all about the guys and girls that serve this country in uniform and protect the rights for me to do what I do for a living. We'll be right back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
That's well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we're having fun here. I hope you're enjoying it as well with... You know, in fact, talking about various different athletes who have served. And, you know, we got another one here for you, Dan Brown, first lieutenant in the Army class of 97. You know, nothing distinguished except for the fact that in 2002, U.S. marathon champion, 2004, competed in the Summer Olympics at both the 10K and the marathon. So let's give him a little props here. Nothing distinguished athletically. Everything else was very athletic. Caleb Campbell, who many of you may know from the Detroit Lions. First lieutenant, class of 2007. Picked in the 2008 draft. Played with the Colts, played with the Chiefs. Not too shabby. You know? And I mean, he got invited to the combine, ran a 40 and 4.56. You know, they certainly tried to focus on him because the sports networks these days realize that if they don't pay attention to military athletes, it's the public frowns upon that a little bit. So they, in their hypocritical selves, they'll pay attention, not really doing sincere stories, but they do them nonetheless. And he played for 3 years. Got waived on the final cuts in 2011, went with the Colts in 2011, got released again, and went with the Chiefs and then called it a career after he got released from their practice squad. But, you know, again, somebody out there did it, damn good athlete. You know, more recent vintage, a couple of guys, Josh McNary, 2011 with the Colts. Colin Mooney, fullback, 2012, class of 2012, Titans and the Falcons. You know, not bad. Not bad. He got waived in 2014. You know, he's moved on. But again, these guys made an impact. He played for 3 years in the NFL. Fullback's kind of a position that a lot of teams don't even keep a guy anymore. But just because of the way football has evolved, or hasn't evolved, as the case may be. So, but he had his moments as well. Now, for some of the coaches, and we're just having a little fun with this today, and I'll pop some more as we're going along. But the most prominent, and that's because it's in today's lexicon. Coach K, baby. Mike Krzyzewski, class of 69. Won the Distinguished Graduate Award of the Academy in 2005. Head coach West Point basketball from 75 to 81. He did a little bit at Duke. A little bit of a career there. Not much. Gold-winning men's basketball coach, 2008, 2012, 2016. Five-time NCAA national champion, 2001 inductee to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Yeah, a little bit of gravitas there. And again, and it's funny about Coach K, and I'm not going to, you know the record. But you think about what he's been able to do at Duke. And you look at the five championships, and you look at the way that the program's been run. And again, a protege of Bobby Knight, and he's starting to approach Bobby Knight's age. And that's another story altogether. But, Coach K, when you think about it, he could have made the jump, and he was damn close to doing it with the Lakers, and decided not to. And many will question the motivation because, I remember Joe and I talking about it on the show. He could have written his own ticket. And had he not succeeded, would it have tarnished his legacy? I guess. But I don't think that's why he made the decision. When you look at Coach K and you look at his evolution as a basketball coach and what he has contributed, he's already proved that he could win with pros. And what I mean by that is the way he handled the Olympic teams and USA basketball as a whole. Now, you'll say, Bob, okay. He's playing with the best of the best. He's got guys out there that should win every basketball game. Well, not so much anymore. Not so much. And the world has leveled the playing field. International ball is certainly different. If you get, and collectively the egos are something to deal with professional players as well. But with all that being said, what he does is, in the course of his coaching USA basketball, if you notice what guys like LeBron and Carmelo and Kobe when he was playing USA basketball and Shaq when he was playing USA basketball, you take it all the way back into the 80s and the guys that he was coaching. The pros respect him for his basketball acumen. Plus, he treats them like men. And that's something that gets overlooked a little bit, I think, on any coaching level with any coach, is the guys that usually succeed are the coaches that treat their players like men. But they also hold them accountable. So that if one of their men screws up, they pay the price. And sometimes it's dismissal from the team. Sometimes it's suspension. You saw the stuff that happened with Grayson Allen. You know, people criticized him for not doing enough. Well, we'll see. Grayson Allen's coming back to Duke. Let's see how he performs this year. More important, let's see how he behaves as a man this year. You know, and I think that's his mark. And if you talk to anybody that's played under him, played with him, has been coached by him, has been recruited by him, there's always a constant. And that constant is he treats them like men. And if they respond, he continues to treat them like men. If not, they don't play for coach. And I think there was a lot of that that went into the selection of the national team. Because it was a mixed group. It wasn't all the best players. And some guys didn't want to play because they were worried about getting hurt, a la Paul George, which I completely understood. But, you know, let's pick it up right there because there's a little more to explore with that. Again, this Memorial Day, we're highlighting, you know, guys who served and guys who excelled on the athletic field or on the sidelines. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Spano and Black Attack,
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Welcome back. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing, and we hope that it is. You know, again, we're into the break. We're talking about Coach K and, you know, his ability to deal with professionals. And again, I've heard some people, well, you know, he never went to the NBA. And so how could you say that, you know, well, he would have been able to deal with them? Well, I look at the Olympics. And he had a very deep talent pool to choose from, but not all the best players were chosen. And that's telling, because when you're looking at national teams and you look at the original Dream Team, I mean, it was the best of the best. Everybody wanted to go. It was the first time the professionals were going to play. You had arguably, with the exception of maybe, you know, the college kid, Leitner, and one other guy, you had arguably the 10 of the 50 best players ever on that roster. Well, you know, you ain't going to lose. Even if you didn't play together, you weren't going to lose. But from there on, that also created the bullseye. And when Krzyzewski got the team, and you know, you take it back to 2008, the Redeem Team, they won the Olympics. They won 2010 FIBA. They won in London. And, you know, he would have succeeded in the NBA because of the same reasons. I mean, he would have bleep canned those that didn't fit. You know, depending on the organization, I think that's part of why he didn't go. Because dollar and cents wise, he makes $9 million a year at Duke with all the deals, the TV deals, radio deals, you know, and everything else that goes on at Tobacco Road. He makes $9 million a year. He would have gotten that kind of money, obviously, in the NBA. But the question is, what organization would have allowed him to have complete control? And ultimately, that would have been it, because the sidelines are one thing, but being able to pick your roster, you know, unlike in recruiting where he walks into a living room and people are begging to play for him, nobody would have been begging to play for Coach K. He would have been another guy on the sidelines. And so for him to have succeeded in the NBA, had he made the hypothetical trip, it would have had to happen under his rules, his guidelines. And I think that was a big deterrent for him making the step to the pros, because he was offered a bunch of jobs by a bunch of different teams. You know, the Celtics offered him a job after 1990. And he just shot that down right away. 1994, Portland wanted him. Also in 2004, the Lakers wanted him. And he got an offer from Mitch Kupchak, 5 years, $40 million, and part ownership, and turned it down. 2010, Nets were willing to do it. That's when Prokhorov took over the team. And then recently, most recent vintage, back in 2011, the T-Wolves offered it up, and he turned it down. Now, you know, when you think about that, T-Wolves, he probably would have had complete control. But at that point in time, K was already in his 60s. He's a 70-year-old man. You know, he was 62, 63 years old. He wasn't going to make the jump. 2010, same deal. And the Nets were, you know, dysfunctional family picnic. They were in ownership transition at that point. And, you know, but I guarantee you he would have had control of that organization. The intriguing one to me has always been the Lakers. Because he would have been stepping in Phil's shoes. So obviously he wasn't entirely comfortable with that. And he also was offered part ownership. $8 million a year. That was the one back in 04 that I was surprised he didn't take. And I you know, on the air, I said it publicly. I thought he was going to take the job. I really did. And I think that's probably as close as he's ever come. Because they were going to give him an ownership stake. But the fly in the ointment right there was Mitch Kupchak. Because Mitch Kupchak was the GM, had autonomous power. It was one of the reasons why Phil left. Don't forget. It's one of the reasons why Phil walked. Was that he didn't have final say. And the structure of that organization with Dr. Buss, who was still alive and thriving at the time, was separation of power. Which, you know, I'm usually in favor of. Because I don't think anybody is really that capable of running the whole show. You know, look at Stan Van Gundy and what's going on right now up in Detroit. You know, he's got final say on pretty much anything. And they're not making much progress. And he looks miserable. Then again, he always looks miserable. But, you know, the clashing of the egos. And Kay has an ego. Now, I think if you interviewed him and asked that question, I think he would deny that he wanted full control. But, you know, to be quite honest about it, he's used to having full control. So I think that was the thing that killed that deal, because everything else was in place. He'd have been a star. He still had stars to coach. He had arguably the best organization in professional basketball to be involved in. He had stable ownership. Not so much now, but he had stable ownership. And a legacy of championships. They and the Celtics. Two most successful franchises in the history of the NBA. No getting around it. But he made the decision not to go there. And I honestly think that was the reason why. It just wasn't that lack of control. Everything else was in place. You know, for that period of time, $8 million a year to coach. I think the highest paid coach in basketball back in 04 was probably about $2 million. And that was Phil. Maybe Riles. But that was it. Everybody else was making good money, don't get me wrong. But, you know, bringing in Coach K, and of course, the pressure would have been astronomical on him. And he's had health issues as well. But, yeah, it was interesting. I'll stick with basketball here for a little bit. It's game one will be on the first. And everybody's expecting Golden State to just have a cakewalk. And maybe they will. I don't know. I mean, it's hard. Obviously, it's very hard to pick against them. And they've only lost once since March. March 11th, to be precise. It's, you know, but they're going up against LeBron. And I've defended LeBron a lot over the years. I think people that criticize him don't really know the sport. I truly believe that. I think they don't know the sport because they're not paying attention. And what I mean by that is this is now seven straight finals that LeBron has gone to. Seven straight. That's rarefied air. Rarefied air. And for anybody that's knocking him, it will all go back always to the decision. All right, so he had a misstep. It wasn't a great PR move. It does not define who he is as a basketball player and what his legacy is. It was pretentious. Like the entire world was, you know, with bated breath. I guess in sports it probably was. But, you know, some kid in the sub-Saharan continent really could give a about LeBron James. He's more concerned about getting a couple grains of rice. I want to pick it up right there. It's just, boy, ignorance just astounds me sometimes. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, well, you know, from the tone of it, sometimes you think that's how the NBA treats LeBron James, or at least the people that do what we do for a living. And there are plenty of LeBron supporters, don't get me wrong, and I'm one of them. But there are plenty of detractors, and to me, they just have no freaking idea what they're talking about. They really don't. They don't. You know, you go back through his... You go back through his time and how he went about conducting himself and how many times his team did not have the best talent. And he still managed to get them either to the promised land or on the cusp of winning a trophy. And I'm telling you, people just don't get it. They don't know the sport, or at least they don't want to admit that they're wrong about it, because people are always looking for a story. And you know something, it all goes back to the Jim Gray thing. It really does. The decision, I mean, it made for, you know, good television, and everybody was talking about it leading up, which way was it going to be, but it was really a PR misstep by LeBron. And he hasn't had too many in his career. But really, you know, that was a screw up. And people in this business who do what we do, they've always held it against him. And I think, honestly, the number one reason is because they didn't get the story. The local reporters in Cleveland at the time held it against him because of the fact that, you know, they weren't privy to the decision-making process, and you know, they got all bent out of shape. And you remember the burning of the jerseys in the streets and, you know, all that crap. And then in Miami, it was the same thing. He walked away and, you know, supposedly Pat Riley, the one reporter, was making the rounds humping a book. And they were talking about the fact that, you know, Pat Riley wanted to call him up and curse him out. And he had to be held from doing it. Well, nobody held Pat Riley from doing anything if he wanted to do it, and I don't buy that for a second. I'm sure he was pissed. I'm sure he was. And why wouldn't he be? But again, LeBron's his own man, and he's always been his own man. He came into this league as an adult. You know, and you look at his success and what he's been able to do. And in fact, here he is again. And I don't care if it's a blowout, it's not a blowout. And they're already lining up the executioners. Well, if LeBron gets blown out, it's going to tarnish his legacy and this, that, and the bing, a bang, a boom. And no, it's not. First of all, they're defending champions. So let's keep it right there. They're defending champions, not Golden State, Cleveland. I've never seen a championship team go in as disrespected as this Cavalier team is going in. And I'll revisit it again before the series starts. But, you know, this guy, he does everything. He's still the best player in the game. With all apologies to the guys that are in the MVP competition. I mean, James Harden is a great player, but who are you taking? I mean, seriously, James Harden or LeBron James? James Harden, who had one of the great disappearing acts in the history of the NBA in his final game against Golden State. You know, James Harden, whose teams are very good, who puts up stats, but has never won anything in his life, ever. Russell Westbrook, great player. Put his team on his shoulders in OKC after Kevin Durant walked and led them to the playoffs, where they easily could have gone the other way and gone into the lottery. He's the second best player in basketball. But he's not LeBron. And Steph, who is a great player, who is a great outside shooter, is not LeBron. And neither is his running mate, Kevin Durant, the third best player in basketball. But regardless of how this turns out, I mean, you look at it, you look at Golden State. Kevin Durant, in my opinion, the third best player in basketball. Recently surpassed by his ex-teammate. But, all right, you know, you want to quibble, he could still be second best. I'll allow that. Steph, a top 10 player. Draymond, a top 10 player. And he is. He doesn't fill the stat sheets, but he's a top 10 player in my eye because he does everything. So you have three top 10 players going against the best player in the world. And Kyrie's probably in the top 20. Definitely in the top 20. So we'll throw him into the mix too. But then you add Klay Thompson, and you add Iguodala, and you add name the player. The depth or lack thereof of Cleveland can't add up. So, you know, it may end up being a blowout. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. But this tarnishes LeBron? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. And again, if this is the direction you're taking it in, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Honest to God, you don't. Like I said, we'll get into it more as we go forward. But on this Memorial Day, Joseph Stilwell organized first basketball team at West Point, class of 04. Earl Blake. Even you youngsters have heard of Earl Blake. Class of 1920, cavalry officer for 2 years, head football coach at Dartmouth, U.S. Military Academy, 41-58, head Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, two-time national champion as a coach. Big stuff. Bill Yeoman, this is little known. Bill Yeoman. Former coach of the Houston Cougars, member of the College Football Hall of Fame, invented the veer, helped integrate down south. Only underclassman to ever captain an Army football team. Pretty good. Pretty darn good. And, you know, again, we're remembering these guys. Some of them are still with us. Many of them are still with us. And, you know, their contributions and what they were able to contribute, both on the court, sometimes at war, you know, but their contribution to society in the military and on the athletic courts or fields should not go unnoticed on this day. David Robinson, baby, the admiral. Best basketball player in Naval Academy history, 7'1", 260 pounds. Big boy. And you talk about somebody that shot up. He takes the court in his first Navy game. He's 6'9". And he continued to grow. Ended up at 7'1". But it won the Naismith, won the Wooden Award, consensus All-American, Naval Academy first classman as a senior. And people, you know, they forget sometimes. Here's a guy that he got them to the grade eight. That's what they used to call it back then, where they lost to Duke and Coach K in the Eastern Regional. Pretty good. Now, you know, he was immediately eligible for the NBA draft, but he had the 2-year service obligation. He had to do his active duty. You know, the only problem was at 6'8", excuse me, when he entered the academy, he was already 2 inches above the height limit. I don't know if that's still a limit there at the service academies anymore. I would imagine after David Robinson, they probably waived that. But, you know, the problem with it, and quite honestly, and this is where the Army, you know, everybody thinks it's rigid, Army, Navy, Air Force, you know, that they think it's rigid thinking, which in many ways it is. But they thought a little bit outside the box to make this happen. You know, he thought about leaving the service academy after his second year, because once you pass the second year, no matter what, you have an obligation to do 2 years active duty. That's it. Whether you graduate from the academy or not, it's part of the dealy. But the problem, unfortunately, for them is at sea, within the quarters and the confines of the physicality of what goes on, you know, he was not going to be able to be an unrestricted line officer. So John Layman, who was Secretary of the Navy at the time, did a very intelligent thing. They, you know, did a waiver. And he was a staff officer in the Civil Engineer Corps community. So he went into the Naval Reserves, and he did his civil engineering work at the Naval Submarine Base in Georgia. You know, he was a Lieutenant JG. And, you know, two years ago, we saw him at the ball. So it's not like he did his time and, you know, it was a secondary thought for him. You know, he was in uni. He was in his blues at the Naval Ball. You know, like I said, drafted, but when he did his naval service, he could have re-entered the draft. But he kind of had leverage there in that they had to pay him the average of the salaries of the two highest paid players in the league each year or cut him loose to free agency. Worked out well for everybody. Worked out well for the Admiral, worked out well for the Spurs, worked out well for the Navy. Not bad. Not bad at all. But, you know, again, these guys, you know, the obligations that they have to make and the commitment shines through in their character each and every day. Like I said, we didn't have a chance to interview him, unfortunately, but a couple of years ago at the ball, there he was, dressed blues, walking through the hallway. How would you like to be his tailor? We're going to step out. On the other side, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back. A couple of nice stories going out the door. Richard Sherman making good on a scholarship promise that he made to a Virginia high school student, Hershey James, that he met at a charity event last year. Instead, if she made the honor roll at Verena High School as a senior, which she did, he'd pay for a college education. Or at least give her a scholarship. I don't know how much. But she's attending Norfolk State, and he's certainly contributing. I have no idea how much or if it's all of it or whatever. You know, school's expensive these days. But she's getting a leg up from Richard Sherman, and that's really cool. And, you know, to wrap it up, our Memorial Day edition, Napoleon McCallum, who was always one of my favorite players, another Naval Academy guy, who's now 53 years old. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, he played at the Naval Academy. Had all the records until Keenan Reynolds, who we've interviewed on this show, broke him in 2015. And then went on to a professional career. He did pretty damn good. He's a computer science major. College Football Hall of Fame. Back in the USFL days, he got drafted by the Baltimore Stars. Navy assigned him to Long Beach, California. And they allowed him to hold another job. And that job was with the LA Raiders. As long as it didn't interfere with the service, not bad. He split time with Marcus Allen that year. He had a nice career going. Until he blew his knee out, dislocated the knee. And really, I mean, that was it. You know. His injury was so bad that the surgeons told him the only injuries they'd ever seen that severe on a knee was in a car accident. And you know something? He's done quite fine. Yeah. He's a director of community of development in Las Vegas, sold his business, he's married, has 4 kids. Nice way to end the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Be safe and happy on this holiday. We'll talk to you again.